bed, and this is my ear.
This one.
Left ear.
This.
Right ear.
And this is my
mouth.
And this is my
throat.
And the whole thing is my
neck.
Alright. And you ever hear it called anything? You ever, what is this here?
Adam's apple.
You ever hear it called anything else?
No.
You familiar with the expression term goozle?
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah.
What's that?
Sometimes called what? Adam's apple.
Sometimes called what?
The goozle.
Alright. And this is one
tooth.
Two
teeth.
And above the teeth are the
gum.
And this is the what of my hand?
Palm.
And I make a
fist.
Two
fists.
And this is the what?
The knee.
Or the knee, ankle, wrist, elbow, those are all. I have pains in my
legs and arms.
Yeah, but you're going to talk about these things.
Joints.
Alright. This is my
chest.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
These are my
shoulders.
And this whole thing is my
leg.
One
foot.
Two
feet.
This is the kick of the
hand.
And the person gets down like this, you know. You say he's doing what? He's
thinking now.
Alright, would you ever use anything else? What would you call this part of the leg? You say he's down on his
spine.
Alright, do you ever use haunches, or hunkers? Any of those?
You say he's hunkered down.
Alright, so you would call those, if you ever say he's down and he's hunkered?
No.
Okay. The person is very pale. You might say he looks awfully, you know, he's been in bed and hasn't been out.
No, he looks awfully pale.
Alright, do you ever use anything else?
Oh.
Do you ever use puny or peaked? But it'll be, anyway, by the way, this tape is simply strictly for my own use.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 100-day job, you know, if I had to, as a matter of convenience for your work. That's right. If I had to transcribe this thing, I would think about two or three times as long as this. That's the idea, but I would imagine that the Atlas itself, it'll probably take, I would say conservatively, 4 or 5 years to get all of the material in. And after that, it'll probably take conservatively another 5 years to get it analyzed. And, I would guess about 10 years, maybe 9 or something like that. Something might happen. If I get a big grant or something, I just go ahead and hire a bunch of people to help me do the work, and then I could do it and I could do the whole thing in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a matter of, if you got to work on a shoestring, you have to go, kind of go out and get done what you can. When it's available, when funds are available. Now, let's see, you said, would you say how a person looks when he's kind of,
look pale, or sickly looking?
If a person's able to lift a great amount, you say he's really
strong.
Alright, what does stout mean? You said he's really stout, what does that mean?
Strong.
Does that mean the same thing? What's the word?
Stout.
The person's very easy to get along with. You say he's what kind of a person?
He's easy going.
Alright. Did you ever use good natured?
Yeah.
And if a person's always falling down, you say he's a
clumsy.
And if a person just looks that way, he might not really be clumsy, but he just kind of looks that way. Like he's all arms and legs.
Mm-hmm.
They might say he's awfully what?
Gangly.
Alright.